Terry McDonough, a gypsy woman in Ireland. These days in Ireland, people talk about the price of sites, the cost of tribunals, property abroad, or refugees. Lazy people come for our riches who won't work. They steal, eat raw from our fields, blacken our reputation and colour the skin of our children. I am Sonia, a gypsy woman who dreamed colours and grew up gathering berries in a village in Romania. I earned my way to university to become a doctor and the pride of my mother's heart. My father never had a nation and died in Auschwitz. I was arrested with a bundle of leaflets, and when I had to flee to Ireland, I was sad, not to be a doctor, not to visit my mother's grave, to marry an Irishman. I have never stolen. I am spring clean, stalk strong, proud and honest as the memory of snails and owls in our desolate garden. I fled when a sneering bullet ended my mother's life. She died at the mean will of our state, in our house, in my place. Now I can only shelter behind my husband's curtains in a childless fourth floor flat before closing time in Dublin. I still see my uncle blazing with his shining sittle in shirt sleeves. My husband in Ireland, you gave me my first passport and beat me daily. I dream for the sighs and secrets in our troubled death songs, like Irish songs, for my childhood in fields, for our hawks, falcons and silver, for the poetry in our people. I should be able to talk in the shops, but they listen away from my accent. I cannot tell them of our winters, of our trees whistling like the shades of accordion music. I have learned to hide behind candles in churches, to disappear into the woodwork, and to listen to the distant patience in the singing of my ancestors, homeless in Romania, homeless in Serbia, homeless inland, homeless in Ireland. The flowers have gone out on another summer. I'm a year closer to my mother. This poem, A Gypsy Woman in Ireland, has its roots really in the Celtic Tiger period, when people from Eastern Europe, quite a number of gypsies, were coming over here from Romania and that all those regions, Bulgaria, Romania. You know, I had been living away at the time in Germany and came back, and I heard people talk about the gypsies, how they were stealing and robbing, and I'm sure some of them were. But I found it really sad when we consider our own background here in Ireland, having to travel to other countries to kind of eke out a basic existence. And so I wrote this poem. And particularly at the moment when we have all this talk about racism and colour and all this skin colour and this and that, I thought maybe the poem might still be relevant today.